The Wall Street Journal is reporting that many employers are hiring on the first phone interview. Wow. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 16th of November. Thanks for being here, everybody. In other business news today, what department store chain might be following in the footsteps of Sears? We'll share that sad news. The squeeze is on as boomers deal with aging parents and struggling kids. With the closing of Toys R Us, where are consumers going to find playthings for their kids? Those stories, plus a congratulations to Roe Crosby, the president, CEO, and founder of Tarot International, on an upcoming award this weekend. We'll also have a look at the markets and then some fun stuff already. Coming up, Parker Reed and Jeff Pitts as we look at stuff to do in the metro with City View Magazine. Hey, it is Friday, you know. The business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us? Do that on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, how tight is the labor market? Listen to this. The labor market is so tight that employers are hiring folks on the first phone call interview. That according to a Wall Street Journal article. Now, while this type of hiring has usually been associated with very entry-level positions, we're now seeing employers making the job offer after just a brief phone conversation and in the areas of teaching, engineering, and IT. One phone interview and an offer is another way that we're seeing desperate employers trying to attract workers amid a nationwide labor shortage. Now, the journal also reports that employers are replacing job titles with terms like associate and introducing ones like evangelist, rock star, and ninja. Why? To appeal to younger employees. You got to do what you got to do, right? Department store JCPenney's third quarter report answers the question, how much worse could it get? Well, it looks like a lot worse, as it turns out. Many other department stores are making some progress. Macy's, for instance, put up some solid numbers and boosted its guidance earlier this week. However, JCPenney is not. The Motley Fool is reporting the company's comparable sales tumbled by 5.4% in the third quarter, leading to a net loss much bigger than just 1 year ago. JCPenney also lowered its full-year guidance for comparable sales to a low single-digit decline, and it pulled its earnings guidance entirely. JCPenney has a new CEO who will attempt to right the ship, but the retailer may now be past the point of no return. Now, the biggest problem at JCPenney is that the company simply isn't selling enough stuff. Now, true, many times chains in trouble try right-sizing, which means the company closes stores or slashes inventory, but rarely that works. For example, it didn't work for Sears. It just sort of delayed the inevitable. Now, there aren't very many examples of retailers that suffered the kind of sales declines that JCPenney is going through and then later recovered. Best Buy might be an example. However, that company wasn't in as serious trouble as what, say, JCPenney finds themselves in. And Best Buy, by the way, was reimagining themselves at a time when they were profitable. But when we look at JCPenney, it's a totally different story. The company posted an adjusted net loss of $164 million in the third quarter. That's down from a loss of $108 million in the prior year period. So they've lost more in a quarter than they did in the entire year. Gross margin dropped to 33%, down from 35% in the third quarter of 2017. Selling, general, and administrative expenses accounted for 33% of revenue. That was up from 32%. So nothing seems to be going right at JCPenney. Ouch. Well, there's a growing number of baby boomers who find themselves caring for both their elderly parents and their adult children rather than kicking back at retirement age. They face the strain of constant caregiving and derailed dreams, as well as added expenses. It's one more reason why many Americans are entering their retirement years as unprepared financially as any generation in years. A 2014 study by the Pew Research Center found that 52% of U.S. residents in their 60s, that's about 17 million people, are financially supporting either a parent or an adult child. 52%. That's up from 45% in 2005. Now, among them, about 1.2 million support both a parent and a child, more than double the number a decade earlier. All of this is according to an analysis of Pew findings and the census data. Now, the squeeze is coming from both ends. With lifespans growing longer and the number of 60-somethings with living parents has more than doubled since 1998 to about 10 million folks, according to an Urban Institute analysis of U of M data, University of Michigan data, and they're increasingly expensive to care for. I mean, costs for senior living is just out of sight. At the same time, many boomers are helping their children deal with, well, career or health problems or are sharing the heavy burden of student loans. Bottom line for all of this, well, it's not very bright. Bottom line, it seems that more and more boomer Americans will find themselves working well into their retirement age. And meanwhile, and this is the other side of the coin, businesses are willing to hire them. Well, now that the nation's largest toy store has called it quits, where are consumers headed for toys this holiday season? Well, the simple answer is that big box retailers like Target, Walmart, Kohl's, and JCPenney have pumped up their holiday toy selections, hoping to get a chunk of the bankruptcy toy sellers' sales, which were estimated to be at about $3 billion. But there are also local toy shops are hoping to get in the action as well. Those local stores are often overlooked, but if they do their marketing right, they can be a great place for finding toys that are not only unique, but also might just last longer. The secret for consumers is to stop and think of where in your area you can find toy sellers. And remember, the neat thing about buying local is that your dollars also stay local. One small other thing. Remember, Small Business Saturday is next Saturday. Like you needed a reminder, right? Speaking of business, next week we'll air an interview with the president and CEO of Taro International about immigration issues and business. One of the reasons that's popped up is that Roe Crosby this weekend will be receiving a special immigrant entrepreneurial award. This is from our conversation, which will air next week. Roe, you're about to get an award, and we hinted at this earlier. Immigrant Business Person of the Year?
Immigrant Entrepreneurial Spirit Award, wow. Which will be awarded at the Immigrant Entrepreneurial Summit, the 11th annual. It's going to be held this weekend here in Des Moines.
And one of the things about that is, first of all, it's a long name. They're going to have a big plaque
it
or something,
is.
Right? What does that mean?
Well, there's four awards, not all to immigrants, so some are to people that support immigrants. This particular award that I'm being honored with is for a first-generation immigrant, and it's kind of a legacy award. So once you get old enough and you've maybe contributed enough.
That word legacy, don't you love it?
Yeah, I'm definitely...
It's kind of like seasoned.
Exactly. I like the way you think because it's I'm one of the elder entrepreneurs that's going to be in the room and so much looking forward to seeing the next generation of them. One of the things I think is so interesting is being immigrant entrepreneurs. Immigrant's usually a noun in a sentence, and in this case, it's an adjective. So it's really more a conference about entrepreneurship and business, and that's something that we're all excited
about.
Absolutely.
That's just part of a really interesting conversation about Iowa, the United States, and Roe's home country of Canada and how immigration fits into all of those things. Want to watch for it next week here on the Business News Hour. Let's take a look at what happened on Wall Street. Stocks closed mixed today as the Dow gained, the NASDAQ lost, and the S&P 500 was up a bit. However, for the week, it was all downhill. The S&P 500 fell by 1.6% this week, while the Dow and the NASDAQ both declined by more than 2%. Technology, the biggest sector in the S&P 500 by market cap, was the second worst performer this week, falling by 2.5%. The sector dropped following a 5.4% decline in Apple. Wall Street analysts, it seems, worry that iPhone sales are going to slow down. Tech-related shares like Amazon and Netflix were also down 7% for Amazon and 5.7% for Netflix. Facebook was also under pressure this week, falling by nearly 4% amid a backlash from a New York Times article detailing how the company ignored and then tried to hide that Russia used the platform to disrupt the U.S. election in 2016. Retailers were also down sharply this week. Shares of Nordstrom fell by 13.1%, and Williams-Sonoma fell by 11.2%. The Dow and S&P 500 trimmed some of their weekly losses today, rising 123 points and 0.2%, respectively. They hit their session highs after President Donald Trump said he was hopeful that the U.S. and China would strike a deal on trade, a matter that's been pressuring the market for almost most of 2018. Other headwinds, of course, include Brexit, oil, and the global economy. It's all enough to make your head spin. At the close today, the Dow is up those 123 points and change to end the week at 25,413. The NASDAQ was off a fraction to close at 72,47, and the S&P 500 gained 0.2%, ending at 27,36. Gold, that was up again today, $7.40 to $1,222.40 an ounce. Oil gained 35 cents. By the way, that's the third straight day of gains for oil to end at $56.81 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note down again a bit at 3.07%. Coming up next, we're going to have some fun with Parker Reed and Jeff Pitts as we detail stuff to do in the metro with our friends from City View Magazine. Don't look for a lot of, well, serious conversation here. It's all fun in the metro next, here on the Business News Hour.